Am I live? Sounds like it. Good morning, folks. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask that you would open our hearts and our minds to you at this particular time. Open our consciousness to the Holy Spirit as we look at your word. Help us to understand the teaching that you would have for each one of us through this session. We pray that as we come to your word, that iron sharpens iron and we get stronger in our faith as we go through and we learn from each other as we work through your word this morning. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if we could live up to the songs we sang? We sang songs of overcoming, and we live lives of undercoming. I don't know any other way to put it, but it's so wonderful. We sang these songs and. The truth is that we are overcomers, but we're overcomers through the finished work of Christ and of nothing that we've done on our own. And we should always be cognizant of the understanding that God cannot deny himself and he will not deny himself. We are his children, and even though sometimes we fail and sometimes we don't live up to this picture we paint for ourselves in some of these songs we sang or some of the things that the Bible proclaims that he has already lived up to all this and we don't have to. So we're coming to this morning and we're kind of getting back to this after 2 weeks. Last week I kind of took a hiatus and I talked a little bit about Easter. So I want to read a little bit coming off in. We're going to start in Hebrews 4. But I want to kind of get an idea. Yeah, I'm on. I am on, right? Can y'all hear me? Test 1, 2. Yeah, I'm on. I don't know, maybe you need to get a different one, Coach. Maybe the earpiece is messed up on it. I'm sorry. Test 1, 2, 3, test, test, test. It could be an earpiece, Coach, or it could be it looks like the green button's on. Terrell, can we get a different? Can we check and make sure that it may be a setting in on the board for the actual transmitter for that. I'm not sure, Coach. I just really don't know. It's something we have to deal with. If you like to move down, maybe you can hear me. If you want to move closer, maybe, I don't know. It's up to you, Coach. But I want to start oh, golly. I'm loud enough already. Oh, man. He's getting nothing but static. I think it has to do with his transmitter and the system. I think it has to do with that particular part of the system. We may have to look at that. Yeah. I'm going to start reading back in Hebrews 3, so we can get an idea of where we're going to be at when we get to Hebrews 4, because it's been a couple of weeks. So we're going to start reading at Hebrews 3:7. We've covered this. And it says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear this voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. In the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold from the beginning our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was grieved 40 years, was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but those of them that believed him not? So we see that they cannot enter into his rest because of unbelief. Now, this unbelief is basically lack of faith. Lack of faith. These people that came out of Egypt saw wondrous things done of God. They saw the Red Sea parted. They walked across the ground that had been submerged for as long as man can remember, and it was dry. Let it rain around here for 3 or 4 days and try to walk across some of our things. It's not going to be dry. Look at the little small minute parts of some of these miracles that we overlook. So, we get into 4:1, we walk into Hebrews 4:1. It says, let us therefore, it's calling back to what we have talked about, right? So it says, let us therefore, and he's talking about the Hebrews believers that they were giving. This is written to Hebrews, right? And what is happening to the Hebrews at this particular time? They're walking away from, they want to go back into this relationship, that they want to put themselves back under the law. They want to move into something more comfortable. For whatever reasons they come up with, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to move back into this more comfortable position they used to have. Because now it's like, we're losing our friends, we're losing our family, we're being separated from this. And we want to get back to where it was. We want to get back to that life we used to have. How many times as a believer have you met up with people that you used to know and it's kind of comfortable? And especially as young believers, right after we come out of this and we believe, and if anybody has believed, especially in your older age and stuff, and you come back and you are, or maybe you believe when you're younger. And maybe you wallowed in the mire that is the world. And you come to a conclusion that this is not where God wants me to be. So you move toward where He wants you to be. And not only you got this whole mire sucking you back in. You stepped in that mire and it's grabbed a hold of your boot and you have to pull your foot out of your boot to get out of the mire, right? It draws you back in. It's welcoming. It's what I know. That fleshly body, it wants to be what the world wants to be. We all have to deal with it. And we will all fail from time to time. And that's what these people are going. They're coming out of this thing where they thought themselves so great. They were, and understand, from the Jewish mindset, you're either Jew or you're Gentile. And Jews are always better, right? You're either American or you're some other place in the world. And America's the greatest, right? Can we not fall into the same categories? So they come out of this, and it says, let us therefore, fear lest a promise being left us to enter into the rest, that any of you should come short of it. What is this rest they're talking about here? In the Old Testament, when I asked you about this rest that we're talking about, the rest of God, we said the rest was in the last thing. Everybody said, what was this rest that these people were looking for when they come out of the wilderness? Was it the land? Did they get rest when they entered into the land? That's an interesting thing. Did they get rest? Did God want them to give them that land so they could rest, or did He want them to continually move toward Him? Trust Him. You know what? They're going into this wilderness. They send 12 people in to reconnoiter, to see what's going on. Two of them come back and say, look, we got faith in God. God can handle this for us. And 10 of them come back and say, there are giants in there. There's people, their walls are huge. We can't do this. They're lack of faith, right? Lack of faith. It says, so as they're telling these people, be careful. Be careful that you know not, you're moving back into something that is not better. Again, we were talking about this, like I said, when I talked to Freddie, he's like, just think of what's better and what's not better. Is it better to put yourself back under a law, a yoke that what Paul says that even our forefathers cannot bear? But that's what they want to put themselves under. They want to put themselves back under a system that is not as good. Because once they come out of that system, you can rest. It's already been done. The work has already been done. But you're putting yourself back in a system where you have to go back and continually do work. Yes, sir? But we see people go back into the law all the time. Does that mean they're taken out of the family of God? We have to be very careful in this, folks, that we want to be very concise that you, once you're in the family of God, you can't be released from it. There are people that can use this to say that you can lose your salvation. We know that ain't true. So we just want to be, what is this rest? The rest is the finished work of the cross. Once you're in that rest, can you be pulled out of that rest? Can you give it up? Once you're a son of God, are you ever not a son of God again? The prodigal son. The prodigal son was this an heir to the what the father has, right? Even though he went out and he waddled with the pigs for he was still a son. And when he come back, the father was happy to see him come back. What if the son had died with the pigs? Would he have still been a son? Would the father still want the body back so he could do a proper burial and everything like that? You're never not a son. You can't separate yourself. But there are people that can use this in that particular way. So, this rest that he's talking about is the finished work of the cross. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, for they mixed with, for not being mixed with faith when they heard it." So, the good word was preached to them. What was the good word to them? Trust in God. He'll take care of you. You're going to move into a land that's milk and honey. That was their gospel, right? Did they know about the gospel of the finished work of the cross? Was it still their gospel? Was it still good news? Did Noah know about the finished work of the cross when he started building a ship? When he started building a boat? But what is it? What was his? He's one of the faithful people, right? In the long list of faith. Is Noah not there? He had faith in God. He had faith in the information that was given to him. We have a lot more information than they do, didn't we? Or we have the full manifestation of God's Word in what we call 66 books of the Bible. We call it the Bible. Full manifestation. God has said what He's going to say. We have the full man, and we have so much better information. But these people, you go off of what God gives you at the time. That is the gospel, right? So the gospel is the word God gave at this time. Their gospel was trust in God. You've seen all the miracles that He's taken care of you this whole time, right? He pulled you out of Egypt. He didn't forget about you after 400 years. He went in with mighty miracles and He brought you out of Egypt. He brought you through the land, and they saw all this stuff, but they didn't have faith. It did not mix with faith. So they were looking at the physicality. They were looking at what they were getting. They were looking at what was around them. And is that not what the Hebrews are starting to do right here? They're starting to look at all the bad things that are happening around them. And they're saying, I remember how it was when I was at home in Jerusalem. And I remember how good it was when I could go down and get me a bagel down the road. But I can't do that anymore because now my friends won't sell to me because now I'm outcast. I'm no longer within their particular clique or their particular group. So let me move back to, let me put myself back under this law. And isn't it so nice that they'll accept you right back? Isn't it so nice that they are so nice that, you know, whenever you want to wallow back with the pigs are ready to accept you right back in. The mess is still out right outside that door. We can go out and get in any time we want to, can't we? Is that what they were doing? And God is saying, don't do that. He's cautioning them against that. It says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So, what can we see at this particular verse? For we which have believed do enter the rest. That's a guarantee, is it not? And what is this belief? We have faith in the gospel given to us. What was, so don't harshly, I would say don't harshly judge these people that are coming out. They didn't understand. It's awful easy to judge somebody else, is it not? The world had ever began, right? Before God spoke the world into existence, He already had this plan. He knew it was all, the work had already been accomplished. He knew it was going to happen. For He spoke in certain place that on the seventh day, place of the seventh day, and the wise God did rest on the seventh day of work. And in this place again, if they shall enter to my rest. Does He not talk about this rest all the way back in Genesis? God rested for 7 days. After 6 days, He rested on the seventh day. That's a preclude. That's a preclude to what was going to happen for us. Yes, ma'am. No. Yes. Yeah, don't put yourself back under law. You're correct, Coach. He's saying that whenever God, when Christ finished His work on the earth, this is what Coach was bringing up. When Christ said, "It is done, it is completed, it is finished," the law was done away with at that particular time. The price had been paid. The work is done. We don't have to work for our salvation. Our salvation was completed through the finished work of the cross. And I'm going to repeat for the mic, Coach, basically. Yeah, I'm going to repeat for anybody that's on the recording. The Coach brought up that whenever they come back from the search into the will, into the promised land, that that 10 of them basically said that had showed a lack of faith in what God was saying. And isn't it amazing how those 10 men were believed by so many others? Does that not show the lack of faith of the Jewish people at that, or I don't know, which is, of the people in the remnant, or the people in the what do they call it? The congregation, the Jewish believers at that particular time. So we have a rest, and they show back to the foundation of the world how, kind of drawing conclusion, how God rests, the finished work of the cross, how we should rest. And what do these Jewish believers want to do? They want to put themselves what? Right back under a works law. We see that even today, do we not? We read in Galatians 3, 1 through 3, it says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish that you begun in the Spirit that you may be perfect in the flesh? Even in the Gentile world, they were taken, they said, you believed in by faith, but now you want to move back into the flesh. Is that not what we totally want to do? We tell people, believe, and it's great you believe, now start doing this. Now, I'm not saying that there's not works involved in our walk. What I'm saying is the works flow from the faith. Okay? There is no works coming to the faith. When you become a child of God, and when you move into a family of God, there are chores that need to be done. God has work for each one of us within the family. But understand, those works that flow from us does not flow from us. It flows from God. And to Him be the glory. Because if you're doing anything for yourself, if I am going to jump up all of a sudden one day and say, do something that draws attention to me, but maybe it be religious or whatever, but I'm doing it because I want my name in lights. That's not right, is it? I should never draw attention to me, because the minute I draw attention to me, you're going to see just how ugly and nasty I am. Truthfully. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, they of whom it was first preached entered not because of unbelief. They had a lack of faith. They did not enter into that rest, right? And again, he limited the certain day in saying to David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear my voice and not harden your heart. As you see, we're going back to today. How many times have we heard today so far? I mean, in this particular book. This is the fifth or sixth time we've talked about today. Do we see a theme here? Today. Today. Are we guaranteed tomorrow? There have been times when I'm sure all of us have been moved to say something to somebody, and have we not done it? But what if today is their last day? Do we know God's plan? There's work to be done in this life. As for Jesus, for if Jesus had given them rest, they would not have afterwards have spoken of another day. So, I am totally off my game plan here this morning, folks. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I want to read some of I'm going to ask for your forgiveness this morning. I want to call the meeting to an early close. I have not feeling at this particular moment that I can teach this verse as correctly as I want to study some more on it. I want to say to y'all that I don't think I can do this particular next set thing, and I would like for y'all to allow me to take this week and study a little bit more so I can bring a little more cohesiveness to this. I don't believe I'm teaching it correctly and properly at this particular time. So I would ask for y'all's forgiveness and ask for y'all's... Sir? No, I'm not. I don't want to move into my next verse. I want to cut it off for today right here. I would ask for y'all that and let me study a little bit more. I'm not saying, Coach, I feel that I need to stop at this particular point right now. I know it's early this morning, folks, and we can talk about whatever you want to, but I want to go to the Lord right now in prayer, and I want to stop where I am because I don't think I'm going to do the next verse perfect. I want to get more study into this particular before I move forward. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, I thank you so very much for the understanding of these people that come to listen to me. I ask that you would move me to study harder I ask that you would give me a more comprehensive knowledge so I feel that I am doing justice to your word. I want to thank you, Lord, for the people that I come before in the mornings that allow me to teach in such a way that whenever I'm not feeling capable, that they would allow me to take the time to feel that I can bring forth your word in more knowledge or a better presentation. I would ask that you would be with each one of us as we go through this week, and I would ask that you would be with Mike as he brings our next message. And I would ask that you would give us the ability to understand and give me the ability to do a better job of teaching every time I walk up here. And be with us as we go through this next week. And I pray this in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, folks. I just don't feel that I want to move forward at this particular time.